All right, I'll go ahead and have you say it.
Mykel Wadig, Mykel Wedig.
We're here at NAFB Trade Talk 2021 in Kansas City, talking for the folks from the Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. And so we're talking today about, obviously, the dairy industry and obviously some of the policy issues that are coming up. You know, the dairy industry was one of those that had some tough times. It looked like things were going to turn around. COVID hits, and that hit everybody. As we go into getting ready to go into 2022, what are some of the priorities? What are the things you guys are really hitting the hammer on here with policy?
Yeah, so as far as the dairy industry and the volatility that we've seen recently, we've been working with a task force in the upper Midwest, including Iowa, and we're trying to figure out how that convoluted FMMO system, Federal Milk Marketing Order system, can be changed to become more transparent in order to help our producers understand, you know, what goes into their milk check and how can they work with their processors to understand, you know, how that all works better and reduce some of this volatility that they've seen through 2020 and 2021 in particular. So we're working on a task force there and trying to come up with different ways to reorder the system to make it better for all of our producers. And then as far as other priorities that we have, we work a lot out in D.C. On different legislation. And right now, the Farm Workforce Modernization Act is probably our biggest priority in terms of bills that have currently been introduced. That's in the Senate right now, and we are working to make sure that that can get across the finish line yet this year before the 2022 midterms really pick up. I would say that there's one little thing in there that we would like to see changed, and that is the cap on year-round visas. That's a huge part of our policy priorities when it comes to ag workforce. There's two things we want to see. One is a year-round renewable visa for those year-round jobs in the H-2A space, and then also a path to legal status for our current workers. And so that bill does that, but we really just want to make sure that that cap is lifted on those year-round H-2As so that dairy has a lot more access, because we think that the level that it's capped at right now is just kind of unworkable for our folks. And so we are working with members of the Senate and trying to get that across the finish line.
Are you seeing some support from some of the senators you're talking about? You know, is there enough understanding about why this is important for the industry?
You know, I think there's enough understanding of why it's important for the industry, and there is support. It's just a little bit of tough to get through the politics right now. With the reconciliation bill, I think there's been a lot of souring between the Democrats and the Republicans' relationships. And so I think what happens with the reconciliation bill is really going to set the stage for what they can really do before the next 2022 midterms.
Now, at the beginning, you talked about this task force and talking about the exploiting the getting some more transparency. Has there been a real big call for that from the producers to maybe better understand what's going on?
Yes, there absolutely has been. And you see different proposals from different groups. And we put out a proposal called the Class 3 Plus proposal. And we are continuing to work on that and come up with a solution. We don't know what that looks like fully yet. I don't think anybody knows exactly what they want to see in this. And so we just want to make sure that whatever we come up with is workable for producers, for processors, and that it is a long-term solution, because we don't want to, you know, go in and fix one little thing and then in 2023 we have the situation again. So we want to make sure it's a sustainable fix, and so that's what we're really working hard on.
Any other policy issues or other things that you're trying to push to kind of get through for the industry?
Yeah, another big thing that our members are really concerned about is dairy labeling, truth in labeling, making sure that those milk imitation products, dairy imitation products, are not labeled with the terms, you know, milk and cheese and those sorts of things. They're kind of, you know, selling a dairy's good name, and we don't think it's right, and it's not legal. And so we want to make sure the FDA does enforce that. And so that's what we're working on. We're happy to see that an FDA commissioner has been named so that we can work with FDA to go through with that. And another thing is making sure that full-fat dairy products are included in all the nutritional programs, because new science has shown that those full-fat dairy products are just as good for you. And so we want to make sure that in any legislation being considered or dietary guidelines in the future include full-fat dairy products.
All right. Is there anything else that our Iowa dairy producers need to know about going into 2022?
I think we just want them to know that we're working hard to make sure that they are represented here in D.C., and we would love to hear from them if they've got any specific concerns. But we do have a lot of great members in Iowa that we work with all the time, and so we're working hard for the dairy farmers.
All right, well, thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us.
Thank you.